Concealed carry firearms are a balance of trade-offs. We're balancing the variables. Next on Western Life Radio.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Don't let your next family outing end in tragedy. Don't drink and ride. Driving an OHV under the influence of alcohol is no different than driving your car under the influence of alcohol. Law enforcement officers will be out checking riders and operators of OHVs. You could end up seeing jail time, loss of driver's license, the same stiff penalties that apply to operating a car. This message is from the Utah Division of Parks and Recreation. Ride responsibly.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Selecting a firearm for concealed carry is a balance of variables. Brant Taylor with Taylor Gunsmithing reviews the factors.
Well, everything is a trade-off. So for concealed carry, you want small and light, but on the range to shoot, that's not the easiest thing to do. My daughters just took the Next Step class with their Ruger LC9S Pros, and I'm really sad that Ruger discontinued that exact line. They've got a similar line out there now, and it's a really good value. I'm not a fan of the small safeties on the small guns. They're really tough to hit in a clutch situation, and you have to decide whether you want small and light or a little bit larger and more capacity. People who know me know I'm a Ruger fan, so some of the best values in firearms, I think, are Rugers. I love my Ruger American Compact. My wife and daughters have the LC9S Pros, but there are some really phenomenal concealed carry handguns out there. That Glock 43 is phenomenal. And if you have a little more money, that SIG 365 is taking concealed carry market by storm. There are other good ones out there, but those are the top ones in my book right now. All my contact information is on TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.